After two crane eggs were taken from Nisida and hatched in Maryland last month, wildlife officials thought the whoopers were done reproducing for the year. But then field biologists at Nisida started noticing a pair of nesting cranes and suspected that eggs were being incubated. Two eggs hatched last week, and Rachel Levin of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says on Friday, images of the young birds were captured on a digital camera.
Well, it was done very carefully. Obviously, we don't want to get too close to whooping crane nests, and we don't want to have those cranes that we worked so hard to raise wild and out of the presence of humans to see us, but we were able to get someone close enough while still concealed to take some digital photographs.
Levin says the photographer wore the costume used when whooping cranes in the Eastern U.S. Partnership experiment are being trained with ultralight aircraft. She says you can see the photos on the website operationmigration.org. The two chicks are the first born in the wild for the reintroduction experiment, and officials are calling it another chapter in wildlife history. But being in the wild means potential predators, and Levin says the chicks will be especially vulnerable for a few months.
Certainly, they are on a national wildlife refuge. Again, since we don't let our reintroduced whooping cranes see the human form, we generally don't tamper with them or move them. These crane chicks will be with their parents and will be vulnerable to raccoons and other types of predators that might be on the refuge.
Levin says it's possible the managers at Nisida will trap some raccoons. Eventually, the young chicks will get their flight feathers and be able to more easily get away from ground predators. Levin says the chicks are in a remote area of the refuge where humans are not supposed to visit. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.